The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph from the bottom reads down the Brisa Lagabi the Issa Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, and the Brisa says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is how we pass, in the Tinukash Beis Rabin are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av because they have a Simcha. Now, when it comes to adults, it's Mavur in the Brisa that there's a Heter to learn Varim HaRaim. We're allowed to learn Varim HaRaim on Tisha B'Av because there's Atzvus, which takes away the Simcha. The question is, what about Tinukash Beis Rabin? Is a Mutter to teach Tinukash Beis Rabin Varim HaRaim on Tisha B'Av or not? That's not Mavur in the Brisa, and that seems to be a Shaila in the Acharnim, a Shaila in the Paiskim. Magen Avraham says that even though an adult is allowed to learn Dvarim HaRayim, but he says an adult cannot teach Dvarim HaRayim to a Katan Shel Tinokas Shabbos Rabban. Why? Because it's brought down in Hilchos Avelos in Nir Adaya that an Aval is not allowed to teach other people, even Dvarim HaRayim, even though he can learn Dvarim HaRayim, but he can't teach other people Dvarim HaRayim, because it brings a simcha. When a person teaches others, it brings a certain simcha. So even though it's Dvarim HaRayim, but it brings a simcha, and therefore it would be Asur. So therefore, Zakh the Magen Avram, even though a person can learn Dvarim HaRayim on his own, but you can't teach Dvarim HaRayim to Tinukash Beis Rabban, because that's going to bring a simcha, which would be Asur for the person to experience on Tisha B'Av. Now, in fact, the Dagal Mervava on the Magen Avraham, Dagal Mervava says it doesn't make any sense, because even though it's true that an Aval can't teach others on when he's an Aval, because it brings a Simcha, but if it's Rabban Tzrichim Lo, it's Mutter. If there's no one else to teach, then it's Mutter. So a regular Aval could, it's also him to teach, because find a different Rebbe to teach him. But if he's the only one who could do it, then it'd be Mutter for him, because otherwise there's going to be Bittul Taira, and Bittul Taira is Deicha that Isser for the Aval to teach others Torah. So, Frak Dagdal Gemar Vava, he says, and Tisha B'Av, Ein Lecha Rabban Tzrichim Gadol Mizeh. Everyone is in the same boat. If no one can teach, then all the Tinukas will become batal. They'll be mevatal from their Torah, and it should be mutter for the adult to teach the children because of Rabban Tzrichim Loi. Otherwise, there's going to be a tremendous bittul Torah. So, why does the Magen Avraham say they're not allowed to teach the Tinukas Beis Rabban the Dvarim HaRaim? That's the Kasha Dagdal Gemar Vava and the Magen Avraham. And I was thinking that maybe it could be Miyashiv his Kasha. A PA Chakir that Achayim have. Let me just be mocked them. What the Shibayla Halakit says. The Shibayla Halakit in Hilchas Tisha B'Av brings down a Paldik Achirish from the Ga'inim. He says that the Yesh Min HaGa'inim that said that you should not make a Berchus HaTaira on Tisha B'Av. We don't make a Berchus HaTaira on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because we're also B'Divir Taira. You can't learn. So if you can't learn, how are you making a Berchus HaTaira? That's what the Ga'inim said. The Shibayla Halakit Tainas, he says, V'li Nir Shatzar Achiyin. The Shibayla Halakit says it doesn't make any sense. Show you who Rashai Lukas B'Taira V'il V'Bekinus V'Amarim Shibayimia. You are allowed to learn. There's plenty that you can learn in Tisha B'Av. You can learn all the Dvarim HaRaim, that whole list of Dvarim HaRaim, you are allowed to learn. So there are things that you could learn. So if there's Torah that you can learn, why wouldn't you make a Berachas HaTorah? And therefore he says, you do make a Berachas HaTorah in Tisha B'Av, which is our minig. The question is, what is the pshat in the Ga'anim? Why would the Ga'anim say you can't make a Berachas HaTorah in Tisha B'Av? There is a lot that you could learn. What's the beer in the Ga'anim? What's the machlekes between the Ga'anim and the Shibayli HaLeket? And I think that the machlekes that they're having is Tali and Chakir that the Chachamim have in the Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, and the Isser and Talmud Torah B'chlaf are novel. What's the pshat? When Chazal said, you're not allowed to learn Torah and Tisha B'Av, is it the pshat that they're mafkia, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah? We have a mitzvah every day, v'agisa b'yam v'layla, a chiyuv to learn. Comes Tisha B'Av, they're mafkia, the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. It's also Talmud Torah, because m'sam chilev, the mafkia l'gamim. There's absolutely no mitzvah to learn. What does it mean that mutter likras b'dvarim harayim? That's not a chiyuv to learn dvarim harayim. It's a heter. They're just saying, if you want something to do in Tisha B'Av, you're bored, you want what to do, you can't learn regular Torah, but dvarim harayim is mutter. That's mutter. It doesn't mean simcha. You could learn dvarim harayim if you want, but there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv agisa. If you want to be yoshi batal the whole day, no one's going to have any tannis on you because they're mafkia mitzvah Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. Is that the pshat, or is the pshat that no, they were not mafkia the mitzvah Talmud Torah? There's a full-fledged mitzvah Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, just like you have on any other day, a full-fledged mitzvah agisa by yom v'layla. They just limited it. They said that there are certain things you can't learn. You can't learn regular Torah because it brings a simcha. But what you are allowed to learn, you are allowed to learn Dvarim HaRaim, and on those Dvarim HaRaim, there's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah. You have to be Mekayim Yechiyuv Talmud Torah on those Dvarim HaRaim. That's what you're Mechayiv to learn. The mitzvah Talmud Torah is Nag Legamri on those Dvarim HaRaim. So, in other words, with the mafkia, the mitzvah legamri and dvarim harayim is a heter, or they were not mafkia the mitzvah, and there's a chi of Talmud Torah and dvarim harayim. And I think that could be the husband, this machlekes Shabbat HaLeket and the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim taina that you should not make Berachas HaTorah and Tisha B'Av, because you can't learn. In fact, the Shabbat HaLeket, where you can learn dvarim harayim, I think the Ga'inim held that the pshat in this Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av is that they're mafkia the mitzvah legamri. There is no mitzvah Talmud Torah. Dvarim harayim is a heter. It's a heter. If you want something to do, it's mutter to learn it. But there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah on those dvarim harayim. Mimela, there's no makom for Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of learning, not on the on the act of learning, but on the mitzvah of learning. So if there's no mitzvah of learning, then avada would be there's no inyan of making a Berachas HaTorah. Similarly, you could learn dvarim harayim, but you're not being mekayem a mitzvah, so you don't make a Berachas HaTorah. The Shabbat HaLeket, on the other hand, he understood that they were mafkia, they were not mafkia the mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, there's a full-fledged mitzvah here, but that mitzvah is chal on Vayamarayim. That's what your mitzvah is directed to. You can't learn other things. You can learn Vayamarayim, you're mechuyv to learn Vayamarayim, and therefore it would warrant a berachas atayra. That could be a hezman, a machalek, a shabai, a lekin, and the ge'ainim, where they mafkia the mitzvah legamer or not. Agav, you could say that even if they were mafkia the mitzvah, it's possible to say there would be a din berachas atayra, like it's a do, or the briskar brings the shem b'chaim. The berachas atayra is not a bracha on the mitzvah of tayra, but on the chepts of tayra. So, but the Pasha says they're arguing about this Nakuda, where they mafkia the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av or not. So I'll go upon him with this. He could be Miyashav, the Kasha, the Dogim of Rav, and the Magen Avram. Maybe the Magen Avram held like the Ge'ainim, that they were mafkia the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Legamri. There's no mitzvah at all. Dvar Maram is a heter. So in Mela, Zak the Magen Avram, the Rebbe can't teach because it brings him a simcha. It's Rav Mitzrichim, like all the Tinakas will become batal, like we find by Avelis. That's not a taina, because over here in Tishbav, there's no mitzvah, but Talmud Torah, so we don't care if they're betalim, because there is no Isser Bittel Torah, there's no mitzvah to learn at all. It's a heta to learn if you want. Mashenga by an Aval over there, the rest of the world is Mechuv in Talmud Torah, so if they're Tzvichim, he's allowed to learn to facilitate their mitzvahs Talmud Torah. They shouldn't be Hailachu batal. But on Tishbav, where there's no mitzvahs Talmud Torah, it's just their Akel Lagame, it's just a heta to learn that din of Ram Tzrichim Lai would not apply because there is no chiyuv to learn, and that's why the Magen Avraham says that it would be asafim to teach the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban even in the Dvar Maraim, Bipnei Shes Simcha Hila.